Welcome back and thanks for tuning in. I'm Nick, and this is Super Simple Security Principles, part of the IHP Academy. This is episode 10, Preparations for One Password. As always, joining me today, our Master Guardian, Makani. Today is for those who have decided to use 1Password for their password manager. Makani, buddy, dude, we are getting down to some of the final steps before we're fully immersed in using a password manager. I bet the excitement's growing for you, man.
It is. I'm really looking forward to hearing from the brave souls who have decided to join us in the password manager journey for sure. All right. The goal of today's episode is to make the experience of getting started with 1Password for all of them who are joining us as smooth and easy as possible. Now, 1Password themselves, they have a ton of great help and walkthroughs on their website. But despite that, I have found just a few things that people tend to get tripped up on. We're going to walk through those quickly today so you can get started on setting up your 1Password account.
Excellent. And once again, here's our disclaimer. 1Password is not paying us or compensating us in any fashion for this episode. How do we get started, especially for those of us that are new to using password managers?
Right. Well, the first thing is understanding how you will use your master password. And if you haven't picked one yet, please go back and listen to episode 8 because there's some important things we talk about there. The first time you'll need your master password is when you're creating your account with 1Password. After that, you'll be using it to unlock your password manager and access all your passwords. Now, there are a bunch of settings to give you control over exactly how often it's needed so it doesn't drive you too crazy. Also, you can unlock it using your fingerprint or your face sometimes as well. And that's pretty much it. That's the basics of how you use your master password. But there's one thing to be aware of, and we talked about this in depth in episode 8, but I just want to remind people here. There is no I forgot my password button. Your master password is never sent to 1Password, and they will never be able to recover it for you. And that may sound like a bad thing, but I promise it is a good thing for your security, at least. Still, make sure you don't forget it.
Excellent. I know for me, memorizing my master password made life so much easier. I even added for ease the use of biometrics, and that was a game changer. Awesome. That said, I did write down my password and I put it in a small locking security box so that I do have that just in case I forget it. That said, we had a hang up. Makani, can you teach us more a little bit about what a secret key is?
Yeah, and you're not the only ones. It's the biggest source of confusion I've seen as people get started with 1Password, like you mentioned, the secret key. Now, all it is a super strong password that 1Password generates on your device. This happens offline on your device only. It's never sent back to them, which means that just like your master password, it is known only to you. And the point behind it is to give you a second layer of protection. We've talked about layering up a lot. And that's what this is, in case your master password ever gets discovered. But, and here's where the moment of panic for people usually happens, is they're thinking they need to have this secret key all the time, but you only need it when you're installing 1Password app on a new device. And at that point, you will need to enter both your secret key and your master password. Now, to help make this easier on you, when you first set up your account, 1Password will give you a file that they call your emergency kit. You won't be memorizing your secret key like you do your master password, so you want to keep that printed out and somewhere safe.
Excellent. This secret key threw us off just a little bit, like I said, my family and I. So what you need to realize is this is only a one-time use per device. Once we understood that, man, we celebrated after setting up each device. In fact, I recommend you do the same. You know, I can't repeat the words I said when I finished with each device, but doing the same, You'll make excellent progress. I promise you. You'll be saying hallelujah. That said, the secret key wasn't my last hangup. There was one other hangup that I had Makani help coach me through. Makani, do you mind teaching us a little bit about what you helped coach me through as well?
Yeah. So the other thing that's confusing, and this is not just specific to 1Password, but is it's recognizing that there is a 1Password app and the 1Password.com website. Both the app and the website are useful for different things, and there's some overlap. You don't need to know all the specifics. The only reason I mention it is because as you get started, you're going to be going through some of the 1Password tutorials, and they will reference going to 1Password, and you just always want to be sure that you're in the right place, that you're either in the app or you're on the website.
Perfect. Remember, there's basically two main interfaces. They're slightly different. Just like going to Facebook on their webpage looks a little different than if you were visiting Facebook from the app on your phone. Just knowing the difference will make for a better experience and knowing which place you're going. Now, this next section happens to be what I consider my favorite part of 1Password. Makani, tell them what they're going to love.
Yeah, this is absolutely the biggest feature, especially for non-computer geeks, that is really the selling point of any password manager, but including 1Password. And 1Password at least calls it autofill. And it just means that they're filling in your password for you instead of you having to type it in. And it is. It's really sweet when everything's working perfectly, but it can be a bit confusing to get everything set up and rolling. And really the main thing to know, because this is unexpected sometimes, is that installing the app itself is not enough to make autofill work. You've got to take some additional steps. Now, what those steps look like depend quite a bit on the kind of device you're installing the app on, either an Android or an Apple or your phone or your laptop. And 1Password itself has instructions for each of those situations that we'll link to in the show notes, and you just walk through those to get it configured.
And that might sound like it's going to be difficult, but it really isn't. 1Password did a great job of setting up some pretty easy tutorials. As said earlier, the auto function is one of my favorite features. How to use the auto function, we'll discuss more in future episodes, including some shortcuts. So you guys will love that. So stay tuned.
Now, Nick, what would you say is your key takeaway from today's episode?
Look, I'm not a tech guy. I'd much rather play with stick in the mud, to be honest. But even I have come to love having a password manager. There is a learning curve. It's not a hard one. But after life, I promise you, will be so much easier and so much more secure. You'll feel better about your security by just having one and using one correctly. I promise.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate you sharing that. I feel like as someone who's been using it for a password manager for so many years, it's harder for me to say exactly what that path looks like for somebody just starting now. And so I really appreciate that perspective. And I have to say, I'm grateful for people like you who are willing to step out of their comfort zone. They don't love computers like I do, and willing to try to improve their security and take a risk.
Okay, so it's reached that time. Our call to action. We need to level up along our journey. So what's it going to be? What is our call to action today, Makani?
Right. So obviously, we've been talking about getting started with 1Password. But here's specifically, there's two steps I want you to take. The first is to visit 1Password.com and create an account. And we'll put a link in the show notes. But the second, and this is really important, is after your account is set up, I want you to install 1Password on that device. Because that's the step too, where people often get stalled out. And so I want you to make sure you do that second step. And if you have any troubles, please reach out to us for help.
All right. And like Makani said, remember, we are here for your questions, hangups, and troubles. Let us know how using 1Password is improving your digital security. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, that's our super simple show today. Remember, just by listening, you are making an improvement to your privacy and security. We'd love to hear from you. So come visit us at ihpacademy.com by clicking on the link in our show notes. Thank you for joining us. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.